This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast to you live right now from our Tampa Bay-based Salem Media Station to all these great radio stations around the country, as well as across the world on the Internet and on the satellite. And thank you for everybody that's tuning in right now. And we also want to thank everybody that's working right now on the Third Watch, doing what you're doing, wherever it is you're doing it at. Because without you, we wouldn't be able to do what we're doing right now. By the way, special shout out to all our over-the-road truck drivers, as well as the bulk mail haulers out there that are getting the job done hauling the mail everywhere, bulk center to bulk center. Because you people don't realize that while you think you probably get your mail delivered when you see it during the daytime, it moves at night from bulk mail center to bulk mail center. And guess what they're doing? Sorting the mail so you can get yours. All righty. Let's go to the telephone line right off the bat, because we've got the man, the myth, the legend up there in the panhandle of Florida, where it might get a little interesting today weather-wise. It's Frank Salvato, UndergroundUSA.com website. Good morning, Mr. Frank.
Mr. Captain.
Weather's going to get a little rugged up there today, isn't it?
It's going to get some, we're going to get some interesting stuff, but, you know, I kind of like it when it's like that. It's, being from Chicago, you're used to the weather changing every 15 seconds, so this is a little touch of home.
Yeah, well, you've got some stuff coming your way, so just keep your eyes on the weather radio. That'd be my suggestion. All right, are you ready to say the pledge?
You got it.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Mr. Frank, the New York Times has confirmed that the Hunter Biden laptop from hell is genuine after they did everything they could to discredit the New York Post. And I don't know if the New York Post can sue, but if I could, I would.
Yeah, I would too. Not only that, the people of the United States of America have been manipulated to, and it affected an election. It affected an election. Mm-hmm. You know, the New York Post came out with everything was documented, everything was vetted. Everything they reported is true. And there was a wonderful Substack by Glenn Greenwald, who's not exactly a right-wing guy.
Nope.
You know, yesterday, taking the New York Times and the leftist press to task for lying, blatantly lying to the American people as a campaign stunt for Hillary Clinton. Or, I'm sorry, Joe Biden. You know, he basically came out and said this was bought and paid for almost by the Biden campaign. And you have to agree. You know, here's a gigantic story that would have connected Ukraine, China, Kazakhstan, Russia with the Biden family and grifting. And what they did was everything they could possibly do to minimize the story, discredit the story, demonize the people who actually brought it to our attention, and pretty much just say it was all fiction.
Yeah.
Boy, just like the Russian collusion story and the Steele dossier.
Yeah.
It seems to be a tactic of the left that they just use and use. If they don't like something that's being reported, even though it's the truth, they just smear the people who actually bring it forward and then deny it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they did a very big disservice to the American people, because now we just don't trust anything that comes out in the media.
Well, no, and, you know, when you talk about all of this stuff that was on his computer, we are going to have here at the Let's Go Brandon rally, April 1st, 2nd, 3rd, and 4th, we're going to have the owner of the computer shop, ironically, that started all of this. He's the one that found the computer and said, hey, man, we got a problem. There's something going on here. And we're going to have him here in town. People are going to want to come just to listen to him.
Oh, absolutely. You need to know. Everybody needs to know what was on that computer. Everybody does. And you know, how many people needed to come forward to validate what was on the computer? You had people in the mainstream media said, yeah, I wrote that email. It's true. Now, the sad thing, and this is the thing we should all be very angry about, and this is like a pre-action to be angry about, is that with Merrick Garland as the Attorney General.
Oh boy!
It doesn't matter what comes out; nothing's going to happen about this.
Mm-hmm.
Hunter Biden and the Biden family get tried in the media, but I don't. Do you see an indictment coming down?
No, I don't. And by the way, now that you mention the media, you've opened me up for this one. How is the U.S. mainstream media any different from the Soviet era Pravda? I keep seeing a lot of similarities here.
No, it's exactly the same, and that's the story up today over at Underground USA.
Imagine that.
You know, there is no difference. None. If you think about what Pravda was with Russia back in the Soviet era, it was vetted information and the preferred narrative of the government fed to the people.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what have we got today? All through COVID, all through the last general election, all through the election in 2016, you know, all we get is the preferred narrative of the left.
Mm-hmm.
The preferred narrative, the vetted preferred narrative of the Biden administration. Their story and mainstream and social media, they run interference and censor, just like Pravda did.
All right, my man, hold that thought. We're going to be right back with more folks on the Captain's America Third Watch. Frank Salvato, undergroundusa.com. Go there. Sign up for the great podcast. Sign up for the articles. Sign up for the weekend newsletter. It's worth the price of admission. I'll be right back.
The most listened to radio program in the overnights, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Found it, the most listened to radio program in the overnights, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
Thank you very much, Mr. Jeff. By the way, for those of you that are in the Tampa Bay area, if you want to meet me and Jeff, the voice you just heard, we're going to be over at the Village Inn on 4th Street North, just south of Dale Mabry in St. Petersburg. We're going to have breakfast over there. I'll be there about 6:15, and we'll be there till about 7 a.m. You can stop by. Jeff says he'll buy the coffee. So there you go. That's where we will be. Now, in the meantime, this portion of the program brought to you by Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan. Moss Nissan, whatever it takes, is their motto. Now, it starts with Moss Care. That gives you many miles of carefree motoring, including free oil changes and tire rotations for the life of your vehicle. It also goes to the amazing crew and staff that they have in the service department there at Moss Nissan. They get it right. They go out of their way to get it right. I've never seen anything quite like it. Now, also, that if you want to buy a vehicle, new or used, they've got over 500 new and pre-owned vehicles right now sitting there, all the accessories and equipments that you'd want, colors and whatnot. Clean trade-ins, oh my goodness, this is where you really, really, really stand out. You could have a trade-in, folks, if it's in good shape. That could be worth 37% more than what it was 6 months ago right now. And you're sitting in it. Talk about having buyers an advantage as a buyer. There it is right there. Want to sell it and get out of it, get into something different? You can do that. Want to trade it, get into something different? You can do that. And don't forget, Moss Nissan is the exclusive home of the You Serve, You Save program, where active duty military, veterans, first responders, and church pastors, too, all get a great deal. Now, their Nissan locations are in Crystal River, the flagship store in Newport Richey, plus Nissan and Acura on Florida Avenue in Tampa, side by side. And they're building a brand new one in Brooksville, just west of the Veterans Expressway on State Route 50. Ought to be open in about 4 to 6 weeks. Now, don't forget, Newport Richey, the flagship store, is only 40 minutes north of Tampa Bay. And you could save thousands of dollars on your car just by driving on up there if you want to purchase a vehicle. Newer certified pre-owned. Remember, what you're driving is worth more than what you think it is. I'd bet the farm on that one. So there you go. New Port Richey, Crystal River, Ford Avenue in Tampa, and coming soon to Brooksville, Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. Tell them the captain sent you. Okay, back to Frank Silvallo, UndergroundUSA.com. Mr. Frank.
Mr. Captain.
You know, I got to say this right now while you're in a good mood. Star Trek Discovery had a character on there called the President of Earth. And it was a guest star, and it was Stacey Abrams, who looked like she didn't have to do much to look like one of those space creatures.
You know, it's such a lame attempt at subliminal messaging.
That's
and
right.
Social engineering. It's pathetic. It's pathetic. And if you remember during the last election, Hollywood came out in droves for the Democratic candidates in Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Mike, I've got a twofold question about this. One, why is Stacey Abrams the go-to person in Georgia? She's completely unqualified for everything.
Mm-hmm.
She's not a public servant. She's an activist. So why would they want to elect her to anything? And two, why doesn't the right side of the aisle have a comedy show that would do a skit on Stacey Abrams as the president of Earth actually stealing the election to counter this kind of ongoing subliminal propaganda that Hollywood is just force-feeding the American people?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's time for the right side of the aisle to actually offer something that counters the drivel coming out of Hollywood. Because right now, there really isn't a lot of good stuff coming out of Hollywood.
No.
And the last two things I saw that were worth anything were Yellowstone and 1883.
That's right. And Yellowstone is going away, I think, isn't it?
They got to produce another new season because I'm not sure they were ready for the success they had. But I'm telling you, two good shows,
mm-hmm.
and with messages that I have to say have got a lot of Americanism.
Oh yeah,
yeah. Those two shows, Yellowstone and 1883. Yeah.
By the way, George Godfather saying hello to both of us and hello back to George,
Mr. George.
All right, now just because this happened in Chicago, I'll mention this and then I'll drop all this nonsense. Jussie Smollett was released after 2 days in jail while he appeals his conviction. What a freaking wuss. I mean, and they said he wasn't eating, he was just drinking water, he was afraid to do anything. Oh, jeez.
After his sentencing, he was screaming that he's not suicidal.
And he also said he was innocent.
This guy is playing his 15 minutes of fame. Like a golden fiddle. One, he's not that good of an actor. If he was that good of an actor, he would have gotten away with what he tried to do, which was to fake a hate crime. But two, the evidence was overwhelming. So the fact that a judge allowed him out after his sentence, he should have to serve every single day of 150-day,
mm-hmm.
150-day sentence. That's nothing for what he tried to do. Nothing. You know, he tried to make himself the centerpiece of a civil rights complaint that almost started a riot in Chicago. He should have gotten a lot more than 150 days, and he should have shut up and taken it. But you're right. The beyond wuss. What, he didn't want to actually spend any time in jail because what? He didn't think he deserved it? You're guilty, jackass.
He said he was innocent when on the way out the door to the jail cell.
With a fist in the air like he's an actual activist.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Well, he was acting all right, but not in the way that you were referring to. But anyway, let's move on. You know, I'm watching Russia, I'm watching the United States, I'm watching Ukraine, and the real star of all of this, of course, the President Zelensky. But the difference in all of this is leadership. We just got the new inflation numbers, and they are yet again very bad. Now, we're seeing the highest year-over-year inflation in a generation. And that's because President Biden tried to place the blame on the war in Ukraine. And that's just patently false. First of all, These numbers were for February, so the crisis had very little effect. Second, the government also reports something called core inflation, which excludes, keyword folks, food and energy, two of the commodities most affected by the war, and the core inflation data was also the highest in a generation. Putin has a lot of evils to answer for, but U.S. inflation so far is not one of them. And we did this to ourselves, guys and gals, or more precisely, our ruling classes did it.
Well, I'll go a step further. The people who voted for Joe Biden did this.
Yep.
It may be Joe Biden's orders, but the people that voted for Joe Biden just because he was an alternative to Orange Man Bad, you did this to the United States.
Did
this to your pocketbook. You did this to the economy. Because you didn't think before you voted. Because you listened to the media tell you, the media smear campaign about somebody, instead of looking at the policies that were in place that had gas below $2 a gallon, that had the economy thriving, that had unemployment down, that had minority home ownership skyrocketing,
yep,
and that had us number three as an energy exporter around the world. You did this because you didn't do your homework and you just ate the garbage that the media wanted to feed you. Now, as far as the economy is concerned, before Ukraine was even a story, lumber was through the roof.
Yep.
Before Ukraine was even a story, gas prices had doubled from the year before. So how, you know, this is, again, the typical elitist establishment Democrat.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't like the truth, just change the story.
Yep.
It's not my fault. I didn't do it. It's the squirrels.
And I want the people. Go ahead.
It's Vladimir Putin. It's evil Trump, even though he's been out of office for a year and a half. Mm-hmm. It's Republicans. It's the domestic terrorists.
Now I want the people that are challenging what we're saying right now, believing drinking the Kool-Aid. Go look at something called the CPI index. Go look at the CPI index, and it will show you when Biden got into office what was going on and what happened the very next day, and that's when it started, and it's only gotten worse.
And this has got to be. Any thinking, clear-eyed person has to see this as being done on purpose.
Oh, by the way,
there's no good reason for it to happen.
Can you hang in there for another segment?
You bet.
All right, my man, you hang on and we'll be right back. You know, Frank and I are on a roll right now. We got a full tank of gas and we're ready to go, and we're not paying $4.99 a gallon or whatever. Okay. All right. I hate to say that. We'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden and China's Xi Jinping are set to speak on Friday. The White House has warned Beijing not to assist Russia's invasion of Ukraine, a claim China denies and will be clarified when the two talk. A year after raising the alarm on the open southern border, California Republican Representative Kevin McCarthy on One America News says things are getting worse, not better.
Because what's happening, not only does he have an open border, President Biden, allowing all these people illegally in, we now have fentanyl, enough fentanyl in America to kill every single American seven times over.
Former White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows, after refusing to comply with a subpoena from the January 6th committee, is now facing voter fraud charges in North Carolina. The complaint alleges Mr. Meadows registered to vote in 2020 to an address he never visited. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
This is Frank Salvato from Underground USA, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Matt Bruce, heard by over 2 million people coast to coast and around the world every night. Captain, let's do it.
You betcha. Thank you very much, Frank Salvato, and we'll be talking to Frank in just a second, right after I tell you that this portion of the program is brought to you by our friends over at Relief Factor. That's the father-son team, Pete and Seth Talbot, and of course they make a great product that I've been taking for over 7 years, and the reason I take it is because it works. Now, number one, it's all natural. Number two, the ingredients in it, turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, are the natural response that your body needs to inflammation, pain, and swelling, because it goes right straight to the source. It is 100% drug-free, 100% botanical and fish oil product that has key enzymes and proteins that your body needs to have anyway. And you can get it by going to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. Order the 1995 3-week quick start, get it started, and you'll see what it'll do, and by the end of 3 weeks, you'll know whether or not you want to continue it or not. So, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain, 1995, and away you go. Alrighty, back to Frank Salvato, undergroundusa.com, and welcome back, Frank.
Mr. Captain.
Now, you and I were talking about how the Cloward-Piven strategy fits into everything the Democrats are doing right now, and it's actually on steroids, and it's in its overload mode because they are so desperate to get something going that they're pulling out all the stops, and I'm talking about the Democrats and the progressives.
Yeah, I'm identifying it in the informational sphere particularly egregiously. There is so much going on, and they're trying to move so many things at the same time, and this is one of the reasons why like we're seeing with the economy, especially in the energy sector, that they're overloading the individual with information and events in order to get them to just shut down because it's too much. And I think a lot of the people who are you hear asking, well, where do I go for accurate information? Where do you go for the truth these days? You can't trust anybody.
Mm-hmm.
They're starting to shut down. And when people shut down, they don't pay attention to what the government is doing, and that's when they can move things that they don't want people to see.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got to fight through that information overload and stay focused on the government's actions and not necessarily their rhetoric. There's a great website called govtracks.us where you could set alerts for bills that are going through the House and the Senate. And say it's free. Sign up for it. Set these alerts so when there's movement on a bill that is particularly egregious, like the voting bills that everybody thinks is dead, they're retooling it to bring it back and try to move it again. Every time there's movement on a bill, whether it's a markup for something that's an expenditure or whether there's movement in the committee to move something forward, you get an alert in your email so you can stay apprised of actual movement on what government is doing in the legislative branch.
Yep.
Very important. It helps you cut through the fog of the bombardment of propaganda that's coming at us through the media and especially on social media. And by the way, if you're getting your news through memes or social media posts that are third, fourth, fifth, twelfth hand, you're not informed. Stop pretending that you are. Don't accept the idea that you are. And you need to start doing your homework. Social media is the worst thing that has ever happened to the truth, ever.
Mm-hmm. Yep. You're right.
Great for keeping in touch with people that you haven't seen from high school in 50 years, but horrible for figuring out what's going on in the world. Horrible.
I'm not going to mention the name of the guy that has a website, but he takes a news, copies it, and pastes it. And then he turns around and rewrites the content of the story but keeps the headline. And he's done it over and over and over again for several years. And it is the worst deal of reporting that I think I ever saw in my life, because he'll make something change and become an opinionated piece versus an actual news piece, which is what it was to begin with verifiable sources and ways, that makes it sound like he was the guy that discovered the story, and then he's got it all wrong. And you know who it is, but I'm not going to mention it.
Yeah, sadly, that is, with the advent of the Internet, the ability to create web pages on the fly,
mm-hmm.
you get a lot of this stuff, because if you've got ads in it, especially Google ads or any ad that you could use as clickbait, then the more he can get you to click on, the more he or she can get you to click on the stories, the more money they make. So they sensationalize the news, and oftentimes, like you said, they opinionize it. Sadly, not all that different from the way that what we call journalists today opinionate news stories in the mainstream media. But the clickbait sites, my Lord, they're horrible. So please, if it takes you a couple weekends to do it or a week to do it, vet out your information sources to the ones that actually give you fact-based information and back it up with links. And not just links to their internal articles, links to the sources. That's the important part. If you click on a link in a news story at a media outlet and it just brings you back to an internal source, that's not backing it up with source material. That's backing it up with their idea of what they've already reported as the truth. That internalizes it and allows them to manipulate you as far as the information you're consuming is concerned to keep their narrative in front of your face. A lot of times they do it too, so that the ads come on your screen so they can create revenue, but a lot of the time it's because they don't want you deviating from their preferred narrative. Mm-hmm. It is important to seek out the truth. And that means today you've got to do a little work. Put together the common components in the story across a variety of different news organizations that span the spectrum from left to right. The common points in those stories point to the facts, and then you formulate your opinion. Don't let them formulate your opinion for you.
Well, I remember when Trump was leading the tweeting parade with a lot of tweets out there, and then, of course, Twitter took him off, and now he's got his Truth Talk thing, and he's on Getter and a lot of other places where he can get messages out there. He's got a big following there. Let's see, MeWe, Gab, and Parler and whatnot, and that's all good because that's what he's had to do to resort to getting his information back out there. But still, Twitter is not your friend.
No, if Donald Trump or the individual making the statement is using social media to say something, that's different. But when it's second cousin Earl sending you something that was copy and pasted from a friend of an acquaintance off of a meme, that's not news.
Yeah.
That's not news. That's rumor, hearsay, and innuendo. Straight from the source? Mm-hmm. Excellent.
By the way, we're getting some questions. What are verifiable, and this is coming out of the chat room, what are verifiable sources anymore? Mainstream, who is it? Well, Underground USA is one of them. Guarantee you that one. This show is. Guarantee you that one, because we go out of our way to verify what we get. And if we make a mistake of some sort and don't get it right, then guess what we do? We correct it immediately. All right. Hang on a second. I got 30 seconds worth of who I think this is. Is this Eric in East Tennessee?
Hey, what's going on, sir?
30 seconds. Time. 30 seconds and we're out of time.
Yeah, roger that. Here, regarding the sourcing of information, as we're just talking about, that is what Frank's been saying. Many people have been saying you need to cast a wide net to get your G2 and information, and then you need to, work through your own personal normalcy bias and read the information that's in there, because you can't get tidbits even from bits and pieces of interviews of someone. You can obtain information that, negates everything else that's been, you're being fed to by mainstream. Here's the thing on that. Number one, regarding...
Okay, you don't have enough time. You don't have enough time because the music's coming up. I got to let you go. All right.
Okay.
Thank you very much, Eric. Okay. To be continued there, Frank. Go ahead real quick.
Yeah, he's right. It's the wide net and find the common elements to the stories from left and to right. That's your rubric for your base.
All right. Well, you and I will talk again on Monday, and this is a conversation we can have a ball with, believe me when I tell you, because people go out there, and I get it all the time. Well, so-and-so said and such said, my God, you're looking at the tooth fairy, for God's sake. All right, Frank, I'll talk to you on Monday. Thank you, Frank. Gee whiz. You're looking at the freaking tooth fairy. Oh. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
All righty, before I get to Patrick Hyland, the Sports Zone quarterback on sports, I want to remind everybody about the Freedom Law School, and they're presenting the Let's Go Brandon Rally in Brandon, Florida, April 1st, 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. And it's going to be for freedom lovers who are dedicated to making a difference. 18 national speakers are going to be there talking about all sorts of stuff and how to make America great again. Now, these are folks from the MAGA crowd. Let's go BrandonRally.org is the website. 813-444-4800 is the number to call if you have any questions. It's going to be held at the Sheraton Tampa Brandon Hotel at 10221 Princess Palm Avenue in Tampa, Florida. You can either attend in person or you can attend online from wherever you're at all around the country. I'm going to be there on the 2nd of April. I'm going to be there all day, and I look forward to talking and meeting a lot of folks there. This is going to be just like a miniature version, if you will, of CPAC. Now, there'll be politicians there, there'll be business people there, there'll be like-minded, as I said, MAGA people there from all across the country. And if you want to find out about what's going on to you, whether you know it or not, this is the place to be. So see me Saturday, April the 2nd. The website to go to, letsgobrandonrally.org, letsgobrandonrally.org. And don't wait. Get your tickets now while you can get a really good spot. All righty. Coming up, Patrick Hyland.
Coming up, Patrick Hyland, your sports quarterback and Medicare coach on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Stay tuned.
Okay, I'm staying tuned, so here he is, Patrick Hyland.
Good morning, Matt. Good morning, America. Hopefully everybody had a nice St. Patrick's Day, safe and sound, and they're enjoying the show, I'm sure, and appreciate you tuning in for this segment. And if I can help out anybody with any insurance needs, please feel free to give me a call at 813-966-1052. And, Captain, I can't believe it. St. Peter's from Little Jersey City, New Jersey, upsets basketball royalty. Oh, Kentucky Wildcats.
I can believe it because I'm the one that told you on any given day, anybody is beatable.
Absolutely, Captain. I mean, this has only happened 10 times, though, in the last 35-plus years.
Yep. I got to admit, I am surprised, though.
Yeah. The 15th seed beat, you know, a number two seed. It doesn't happen that often. It happens, you know, once every 3 or 4 years. So, hats off to them. You know, like you said, Billy, on a given day, anybody can be beat. Basketball, especially, you get a couple kids hot-handed, they can upset a good team. So, kudos to them. Should be a great tournament the rest of the way. I'm looking forward to it. It's always exciting. Other big news, Captain, another shocker in my opinion, the Packers are going to trade Davante Adams to the Raiders.
Yeah.
I just didn't think that would occur. I thought they'd make sure that him and Rodgers would stay together. I thought that was one of the reasons that Rodgers was signing back with Green Bay, because they're going to work this out. But it appears not now. So we'll see if that gets fine.
I understand they're going to get about 4 draft picks. Is that right?
Yeah. And that's pretty impressive. So, you know, especially the number one next year. The Raiders' number one pick, you know, could be something of value, to say the least. And, Derek Carr is really turning into be a decent quarterback in the National Football League. And he could do something with Adams. And the Raiders could be a force next year. The AFC now is starting to get very, very competitive. But not to be outdone, the LA Rams, who just won the Super Bowl, they're going to sign Allen Robinson, the Bears wide receiver, who really didn't do much last year, but they really didn't have anybody throwing the ball to him. Is good for the NFL right now. We'll see what happens with Mr. Fields there in Chicago. But this has always been a tough town for a quarterback to play in, the Windy City. So.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see. But what happened to Odell Beckham Jr. Tore his ACL during the Super Bowl, Captain. And, you know, if he can't come back, then obviously this is a great signing. So they're just trying to protect themselves. And this guy is an excellent wide receiver. Excellent. So Valspar yesterday, Captain, 4-way lead. Good old Palm Harbor, Florida. After that great tournament players championship, we have Sam Burns sharing a 4-way tie for the lead after day one. Other football news, Captain. Baker Mayfield asked the Browns to trade him, but the Browns say they won't. They've been talking to other quarterbacks, too. So
yeah.
I don't know what's going on up there. It's amazing. So
I don't either. I guess he's still the ace in the hole or something.
Yeah. If the other big news, Captain, if it comes to fruition, if Von Miller, you know, everything falls into place for him to be at the Buffalo Bills linebacker next year, because he still has some gas in the tank. I mean, he won a Super Bowl with the Broncos. He helped the Rams win a Super Bowl last year. And now, just yesterday, it looks like he signed with the Bills. And they're going to be a full.
Show me the money. Show me the money.
Oh, yeah. Buffalo's looking to make a push now because they know they're on the verge. They just have to, you know, in the playoffs, they got to find a way to get to the Super Bowl. And then hopefully they can eventually win one.
So, well, I know I'm going to get flack for this, but I happen to like their quarterback. Buffalo.
The Bills quarterback?
Yeah.
Oh, Josh Allen, no, he's a gamer.
I happen to like their quarterback. I think he's an excellent quarterback, a good leader, and I think they could only do greater things with him.
Absolutely, Captain. As long as he stays healthy, he loves to run the ball.
Yeah.
That's good. But he's a tough kid, too. And his accuracy's improved. He's just getting better every year. And I wish him the best. Former Wyoming quarterback.
Yep.
There are not a lot of guys from there that have made it in the NFL as a quarterback. But he's proven it right. So I hope he does well. I wish him well also.
The Wyoming Cowboys.
Yes, sir.
I know another guy that went there years ago and wound up playing in the NFL, too. Had a very good career. Defensive back. Played with a couple of teams, wound up finishing with the Washington Redskins, but he lived up there by me, and I used to watch him play years back, and it was something to do, something to watch. And then he became a high school coach and retired a few years back, and now he's down here in Florida.
There you go. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Jim Kick was one of the first guys to come out of the University of Wyoming Cowboy, became a great running back for the Miami Dolphins, mm-hmm. with Larry Zonk.
Okay, when do we start spring training baseball, the Grapefruit League circuit? Isn't that next week?
No. They started yesterday. They played some games. So,
darn, I missed a day. All right.
I'm excited, Captain. We'll be seeing some baseball, you know, minor league style and major league style here. And I'm very excited about it, and I'm wishing them well to make it happen. So,
yeah, we've had some excellent weather here for the past few days. I hope it sticks around over the weekend. We got kind of one of those iffy systems headed our way, but we'll see.
Exactly. Now, you know, all over Florida. And Arizona looks good, though, so they'll be able to play out there, no problem. So, you know, that's pretty much it, Captain, in the way of sports. And, again, if I can help anybody out with any insurance needs, my name is Patrick Highland, 813-966-1052. I've helped out Captain Matt Bruce, and I've helped out hundreds and thousands of people around the area. So feel free to call me. I can help you out also. Again, Patrick Highland, 813-966-1052. God bless you, Captain. God bless the audience. Have mm-hmm. a safe weekend.
All right. See you on Sunday. Okay, Patrick Highland, everybody, the Sports Zone quarterback. All right, let me remind you about Dominic Spines and Decor down there in Sarasota, located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh. They have got blinds, shades, and shutters all made in the U.S. of A., and they're a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. Now, Dominic's, unlike the big box stores, offers installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs. Stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store, or give her a call at 941-922-2345 to set up an appointment. Now remember, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Once again, that phone number is 941-922-2345, 941-922-2345, Dominic's Blinds and Decor, Sarasota. Tell them the captain sent you. You'll be glad you did. And they are really, really, really good people. And they will take good care of you. And they do a great job. And don't forget, check out the Let's Go Rally, Let's Go Brandon Rally, by going to their website, letsgobrandonrally.org, coming up April 1st, 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. I'm going to be there on the 2nd. This is going to be a great big event, similar to what CPAC was, right here in our backyard. You are going to love this one, I'll tell you. You are going to love that one. All right, and I'll be over at Village Inn, 4th Street, north, just south of Gandy Boulevard, with Jeff. We're going to have breakfast there. Stop by if you want. Jeff's buying a coffee. God bless America.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.